I just entitled this, I'm thankful for the hand of God. In Isaiah 59:1, the word of God says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or his ear dull that it cannot hear." I can't see too good. I wanted to give the thanksgiving this morning to give God the glory for the work of his hand. He has given Steve and I miracle after miracle this past 10 years, but especially I want to zero in the past couple of weeks. We thought that I was on the upswing with my physical health, and then COVID hit me like a ton of bricks. But we could still see the hand of God working. Steve was working so hard for me behind the scenes that I think my doctors and nurses have gotten a little bit tired of hearing from him. But he was like the widow who, I don't want to say badgered, but persistently pursued the judge until he gave him what he wanted. And that's what my husband did. And he's been my defender. He's been my protector. He's been my warrior this whole time. And he's part of the hand of God in my life. 38 years. Steve asked my healthcare team about using the experimental infusion called monoclonal antibody. It's the one FDA fast-tracked for COVID patients, but you have to have a prescription for it. Well, all the doctors that Steve talked to agreed that I needed it, but none of them were willing to actually write the prescription. One of Steve's friends' wife is an NP and works, of course, for an MD. Her husband, who Steve's friends with, texted Steve checking on me, and Steve told her about our prescription dilemma. And we got a text within an hour saying, "Hold on, you're going about to get a time from the pharmacy to go get your infusion." This woman, who we know from, you know, went out of her way on a limb to bat for me to get a prescription, and this doctor didn't even know me from Adam's house cat. Sorry, I didn't type that in. I just made that up.
I didn't even know Adam had a house cat.
He had to have. Okay. So my infusion was scheduled for that afternoon, and when we arrived, I was told that my port was unusable. They couldn't use it for the infusion. Well, if you all know me, I have no veins in my arms and hands left, so we had to try. So the first nurse tried, and my vein blew just like that. So she handed me off to a second nurse, and the second nurse tried a vein, boom, boom, both of them blew just like that. And while she was trying to do my veins, I was chatting with her, could not, and found out that her younger brother, 7 years ago as a high school student, had battled colon cancer also. So for immediately right there, I could feel this, the Holy Spirit descend. And so she said after that third try that that's all that they really like to do because of the physical pain for patients, and it's just not that I could come back and try tomorrow. And you know what? I pleaded with her to try a fifth time. So you know what? She did, and it blew. And she looked at me and said, "I have one more last-ditch effort I can try. And it's a butterfly needle." I know some of you may be familiar with butterfly needles. You don't use those for IVs because they're so small. But she got the butterfly needle in the side of my wrist. And it's so small that she sat there and held it between her fingers for 30 minutes so that I could get that infusion. Because she was afraid if she let go, it would blow. She was afraid if she put tape on it, it would blow. So she sat there with my hand in her lap and her fingers on my veins so that I could get that infusion. So, the hand of God. God sent her for a miracle for me. She was a beautiful believer. We connected us on a believing level. She walked me outside when we were done. I was getting the treatment. She walked me outside when I was done and gave me the deepest soul hug I believe I've ever had. We are soulmates. The hand of God. Again, I want to read to you Isaiah 59:1. "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or his ear dull that it cannot hear." God has used my husband, friends, acquaintances, people we don't even know, and the prayers of his saints to preserve me. To God be the glory.